Activists in Camden, New Jersey, held a rally outside City Hall Thursday, demanding that major employers in the city hire more residents. It comes after a February jobs report finds several large companies barely hire full-time Camden residents. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports.
In 2014, New Jersey gave millions of dollars in tax breaks to major companies like Subaru and the Philadelphia 76ers to move jobs to Camden. But that hasn't necessarily translated to more jobs for Camden residents.
If we don't get no jobs, you don't get no peace!
Camden We Choose is a coalition that successfully campaigned for the 2022 ordinance requiring companies with 25 or more employees to semi-annually disclose what percentage of its staff lives in Camden full-time. An overwhelming majority of employees at the city's major employers commute from other places.
I think that there was a hope and a prayer that Camden residents would get jobs from all these incentives, and we haven't seen that.
That's Antoinette Miles, an organizer with the New Jersey Working Families Party, which organized Thursday's rally. She says the government should hold subsidized companies more accountable.
It's time for, you know, everybody to step up to the plate and say, how can we work together to actually create some solutions?
Robin Grimes is a homeless resident who says many homeless people face barriers to entering the workforce in Camden, like health issues and traumatic life experiences.
Some of the homeless can only do but so much. Some of them have mental problems.
Grimes would like major companies to consider the impact of poverty on potential employees when crafting new job positions. Nearly a third of Camden residents live below the poverty line.
Someone can design where a homeless person or anybody else can pick up trash. Who can't pick up trash? Do stuff like that.
In a March op-ed, Camden Mayor Vic Kostarfin called database reporting on the issue poverty porn and misinformation. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.